Before we get started, I want you to make sure you are in a comfortable position, somewhere where you will be free from distraction, free to open your mind and welcome its imagination. Right now, I just want you to listen and relax. That's it. That's all you have to do. This is your time for deep relaxation, and all you have to do is listen. And relax and breathe. I also want you to breathe. Specifically, to breathe deeply in through your nose and hold it and let it out. Each breath exhaled allows you to release tension, relaxing more and more. Breathe in deeply for me again. That's it. And hold it for a moment. And blow. And once more, in through your nose. Hold it briefly. And release. Feel your tension diminish. Your mind begin to empty. Your body is beginning to feel really good. Right now, isn't it? Notice how nicely relaxed you are becoming just listening to my voice. I'm going to count now. I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. Each number I speak to you will deepen your state of relaxation, taking you twice as deep with each number I say. When you hear me say the word zero, you will be in a deep state of relaxation. Zero means total relaxation. Yes, zero means deep and total relaxation. 10. Letting go now. Just listening, relaxing. And letting go. 9. I want you just to listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. Feel yourself begin to drift. You love my voice. You love how it makes you feel. 8. Drifting more and more. Deeper and deeper, melting into my words as your relaxation continues to deepen with each number I speak to you. 7. Down you go, boy. Fall. Let go. Allow yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Keep breathing. Deeper and deeper. 6. Come with me. Come closer to my voice. Drift and let go. You're feeling really good now, aren't you? 5. So relaxed. Deeply relaxed. My voice is yours. Follow it to your innermost desires. 4. Dropping deeper now. Relaxing and drifting deeper and deeper. Fall into my voice. 3. You are feeling so incredibly good right now. And so comfortably relaxed. Deep. Relaxation is yours now. As you continue to become even more relaxed for me. 2. Follow me. Follow me to your imagination. That place where only the two of us exist. 1. Deeper. 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 All your thoughts have simply vanished. All your tension has dissipated. Zero. Deep sleep. So deeply relaxed, warm, and comfortable. Now, I want you to listen to my words. Listen to my voice. Allow yourself to fall deeper, drifting, empty, and fully relaxed. Darkness fills your mind. You try to move, but you notice your arms and legs are tied down to the chair on which you are seated. You are bound by your wrists and ankles. The room is warm, for which you are grateful. As you can sense, your naked body is exposed fully. The sound of footsteps draw into focus. Healed, moving closer, echoing against the hard stone floor. They come to a halt, and silence is briefly restored to the room. You hear the mechanical clanks of an iron door, a cool breath of air wafting over your body as it opens. You breathe in deeply, slightly nervous for what awaits you, trying hard to regain your focus. As the door moved open, it brought with it a flicker of light, which now softly floods the room. You try and turn your head, desperate to get a glimpse of the stranger, but the footsteps continue to come from behind you, only the shadows on the wall hinting at their source. Finally, the steps resume and the figure moves into full view. A tall, dominant woman stands before you, eyeing your naked body. Your eyes are drawn to hers, dark, framed by shadowy mascara. You notice her dark hair tied back in a ponytail, her teasing dark red lips perusing your naked cock. Her body, curvaceous, is perfectly complemented by a black leather corset that rises from her dark thong and settles shapely by her large breasts into alluring cleavage. She speaks to you, her voice is playful, gently commanding. "Hello, pet. I am glad that you have finally awoken. It was so kind of you to volunteer." She catches you eyeing your restraints, your naked body aching for acquittal. "Don't worry about those, my love. You will get your release soon enough. But first, I have a project I wish for you to assist me with." Your stomach is doing cartwheels at the thought. What could she want from you? The sexy mistress stood over you, every movement so deliberate, angling her body to its absolute perfection. "Before you can help me, I need for you to be fully prepared, fully erect to my touch. You see, this project is all about power and desire, and before we can move on, you have to learn your place in the chain. I chose you specifically because I knew you would make a perfect pet, a perfect toy, not only because I can make you submit your power to me, but also because you can meet my desires." She begins to slowly sway her Amazonian body, twisting her hips, softly rubbing her outer thighs, teasing you, taunting you. "I can see your cock is beginning to stiffen. If only you could touch yourself. If only I could touch you." She moves down onto her hands and knees, her face moving slowly towards your increasing length, getting more and more aroused with every thought. Her warm breath meets up against your thighs, her mouth teasingly circling your cock. She playfully kisses at your legs, your knees, the insides of your thighs. That's it, my boy. Squeeze your PC muscles. Stiffen your cock for me. Her words envelope your penis. The blood rushing to your head. Such a pretty cock. Can you satisfy me, your mistress? You squeeze again, bobbing your penis to attention. She sticks out her silk tongue and briefly licks at your frenulum. The pleasure waves jolt through your body, your cock throbbing for another's touch. She goes again, this time with her lips, slowly kissing at your head. You can't resist my power, my body, my touch. She withdraws her closeness, sexily rotating her body around so that her plump behind faces in your direction. It backs up against you, her thick cheeks engulfing your rock-hard erection. The feel of her pussy brushing against your balls. The closeness is too much to bear. Her warmth so arousing. She moves in tight one final time, stretching the skin of your cock down to the base with the pressure. Your glands stick up against her skin, pre-cum beginning to leak from the tip. I think I have you where I want you, she teases as she stands to her feet. Perfect, perfect. Just take a breath, my horny boy. The fun is only just started. She walks back behind you, her footsteps tracing her path. You hear her speak, commanding, inaudible. As she returns into the room, the familiar sound is met by another, four soft footsteps. The sound of someone crawling, of being led. This is my other pet. You look down as a petite girl crawling on all fours comes into view. She stares down at the floor, her pretty features only just visible. Auburn hair tied back in a bun. A ribbon of lace wraps around her neck. From your vantage point, you can see she wears only a black leather corset that wraps under the breast of her hanging breasts. Oh, wow. Look how they hang. So soft, so large. She, like you, enjoys my attention, but has trouble following orders. I thought this might be a good opportunity for her to learn. Be seated, my love. Look up at your opportunity. Look what I have brought here for you. The cute playmate does as instructed, her full, large breasts totally visible before you. Your cock stiffens at the sight, throbs at the thought. Her nipples are slightly darker than the light skin tone. Large and perfectly round, she rises her head, her big eyes playfully locked on yours. I want you to tease him. To use your body the way I have shown you, to drive him in to mercy from your touch. She rises from her haunches and moves herself closer towards your cock. It throbs in anticipation, bobbing up and down as you clench your muscles. Pleasure shudders through you. She takes a hold of it, wrapping her fingers around the base and driving her soft mouth down your shaft, taking it all the way down her throat. Her eyes meet yours once again, proud at how deep she took your cock, teasing you. Her tongue traces its way back down your slippery shaft, kissing at the base, gently sucking at your balls. She goes again. She looks up at her mistress, her tutor, who strokes her hair in approval. Much improved, my love. Your cock, rock hard, throbs in satisfaction. Your body strains against the chair, desperate for more. She rises her body up, bringing her perfectly large breast back into full view and wrapping their soft skin on either side of your cock. Your shaft, so wet from her mouth, stiffens again as she dribbles saliva down onto your tip. You can barely take it. The feeling around your cock, too much to bear. Stroke him, the mistress orders. Stroke him with your big tits. You close your eyes in delight as the soft, slippery movements take hold. Up and down, up and down. The pace increases, her devilish smile teasing your cock. Her big, warm breasts engulfing its length. You can feel yourself beginning to get close. Just the sight of this sexy playmate, her tits stroking up and down your cock. Her mistress standing over you approvingly. Just as you think you can take it no longer, just as you begin to imagine how it will feel, your hot load splashing her tits. That's enough. You don't want to let him come too soon. We haven't reached the main event. The stroking subsides, the warmth of her breasts removed from around your cock. It throbs down against your body, desperate for air. Now, my love, go and take up your position. I will lead our toy over to you. The cute playmate makes her exit, her eyes anticipating what is to come. You watch her peachy ass as it departs. Now, I am going to attach this collar to you and untie you. Under no orders are you to move unless I say so. Is that clear? Yes, mistress. She does as promised. You feel the release from your arms and from your ankles, a tug at your neck, interrupting your momentary relief. You're led over to a vertical X-framed cross, your mistress spreading your legs apart and restraining them against its wooden firmness. She takes your arms and guides them up to their restraints. You dare not resist, not even think it. Your cock throbs for release out in front of you, so helpless, so vulnerable to your mistress's desires. She brings herself up close to you. The leather sticks slightly to your body. Before we get started on the next stage of the project, I want you to be clear that at no point are you allowed to come. That is, unless I give you permission. No matter how aroused you become, no matter how much your body aches, you will not come unless I give the command. Is that clear? Good, good, good. Shall we begin? She returns to the darkness, and you hear the sound of squeaking wheels heading towards you. A metal bed emerges, being slowly pushed by the mistress into the hushed light. Mounted by the sexy pet. You strain as it is maneuvered right to you, its cold metal frame resting on your knees. This is your reward, my pet. Use his cock. Use him as your toy. He is under strict instructions only to come on my command. Let's see if he can do as he's told. Your petite playmate smiles as she repositions herself. This is the first time you have caught a glimpse of her pussy, her neatly trimmed landing strip leading their way down, her lips cute and wet. She reaches down and rubs her clit, surveying the scene of you restrained before her, reaching up with the other hand and untying her hair, letting her dark, wavy locks fall down against her shoulders, moans etched on her face, as she continues to touch herself. She is driving you wild, your cock beginning to throb like never before, leaking pre-cum down onto the bed's white mattress. Finally, she makes her big advance towards you, repositioning down onto her hands and knees, circling her wetness towards her aching cock.
"Can you help?"
she finally speaks, looking over to her mistress with a glint in her eye.
"Why, of course."
Your mistress moves over to your cock, grasping it firmly with her dominant hand and milking its length, slowly, from base to tip. Pre-cum oozes from the head. The playmate teases her pussy back against you, sexily, needingly. It is time. You feel the mistress guide your hard cock up against the wet lips, guiding her pet back onto you as she moans.
"Oh, uh-huh, 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 oh, yes, 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 oh, uh-huh, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Oh, God."
The playmate exhales in pleasure. She rocks back and forth onto your cock, sharing its wetness, moaning from its length, grinding her thick ass cheeks up against your skin, taking your cock deep inside her, working her hips as she rocks and twerks your pleasure to the edge, your arms pressed against the restraint, desperate to be free.
Ah, 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 ah.
You are getting close now, watching this sexy playmate use your cock for her own desires, her mistress closing warm against you, an arm around your shoulder, a nibble on your ear, knowing you must be desperate, knowing you want to explode.
Ah, 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 ah.
The playmate bucks faster, her pussy grinding it out of you. She must be close. Her pussy tenses around your shaft. You glimpse the sides of her tits in perfect motion.
"Oh, God!" she screams out again. "Fuck me, fuck me, yes, yes, yes."
Her body tightens. Your cock throbs inside of her. You need to come. You have to come. Your cock thrusts out of her wet pussy, smacks down onto the curves of her ass. The mistress kisses your neck, whispers up into your ear, "Come for us. Come for us now, my pet. Come all over her." Hot ribbons of cum begin to erupt from your penis. You can't stop, unable to do anything. Warm spurts, painting her perfect ass. You see her turn around in delight, her face teasing you with its playful satisfaction. Your mistress, continuing to kiss at your neck, your lips.
"That's it, my pet. Shoot it all. Feel it rush throughout your body. Clench your muscles. Let it all spurt out. My good boy. So much pleasure. Rippling through you. So much cum. Just relax. Let it all out. That's it. Let it all go. Good boy. Good boy. Just relax. Just relax."
You close your eyes. One final kiss. Just relax.